This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're going to get to who said it at 4:15. I got a couple of housekeeping items. No, Rico, do not go to the Ask Him Anything Scooble thing and start peppering with contract questions. You're a rabble-rouser.
No, I did that at the game, but.
Okay.
Who do you have in the Pegasus race?
No,
race number
no,
3.
We're moving on.
No, Scooble.
Okay. I had something that I did yesterday, baseball related, and then I saw a stat today, and it bothered me, and I wanted your take on this, because you are a baseball guy, you're a big Braves fan. We were talking yesterday, the Tigers had this, it was a Petzold piece, and I thought Evan's done a really nice job this offseason with this team, with the idea of, you know, they want Bregman, they want a high leverage reliever, but they can't have both, because somehow it would violate their payroll plan, whatever.
And I'm in the same league as the Dodgers.
Well, I'm getting to that because I think it should bother you as a Braves fan. I think it should bother Tiger fans. I think it should bother Earth. But the Dodgers, Yankees, and Mets have spent a combined $1.5 billion this offseason. 3 teams. The other 27 teams in the league have spent $1.3. I mean, how much longer can baseball go on having no competitive balance? You know what I mean? You just feel, what's the point?
No, you're right. But it's funny because it's in a larger way, it feels how we do about college sports, where some schools say, I'm going to pay all this money in the world. And other schools are like, well, we don't have that money.
It's like you're checking the notes. That was my next question to you. No, continue, because then I do have something that relates to that. But go ahead.
No, please. But I mean, it's they're saying that clearly we're trying to win championships and we don't care how much it costs because our fans don't want to see the price tag. They just want to see a trophy.
But how do you make sense of it? And again, we're not a small town, right? We're not Cincinnati. We're not Pittsburgh. We're not Oakland or Vegas or Sacramento, Modesto, wherever they're playing. We're sitting here, and look, I'm not pounding the desk about Alex Bregman. I'd like him, but I also do have some concerns that I've outlined. But the idea that, well, we got to pick, do we sign a reliever or do we try for Bregman? Meanwhile, Rico, the Dodgers have 8 starting pitchers.
Yeah.
They're signing relievers they don't even need. And it's, how do you care anymore? Now, look, you're a Braves fan.
Now, I'm not sitting here telling you the Braves are the biggest market team. I think the Braves act small for their city size. They do.
Yeah, they do. They're the southern version of Detroit.
Kind of. But you sit there. They've been a class organization. They compete for the World Series. And you're sitting here looking at the Mets and Dodgers and going, I'm not playing the same sport.
No, they're not. Especially because Atlanta has decided that they're really going full fiscally responsible this offseason. And they're, yeah, you can go ahead and go. Max Freak, there you go. You can leave. You can go.
I thank you for
go.
That one.
Yeah, and we're not going to even try to be competitive. It does, it makes the offseason frustrating because you feel like your team is not trying because you see your next door neighbor is trying really hard. And it's like, well, why can't we do what they do? And no matter what they say, it just sounds like an excuse because you're right. You play, there's no cap. You can spend what you want to spend. So go spend it. But to some teams, they feel like, yeah. And I guess for Atlanta, they just feel like, look, once we get everybody healthy again, we're going to win. We just happen to have the worst season ever.
But it attacks at the ability to care. And I said this yesterday, yeah. And I want to relate this to something else that I wanted your opinion on. But it's hard for me. Like David was trying to kind of bait me into, let's Mike's a wind-up toy. Maybe he'll throw a chair. And I just said, I can't get upset anymore, right? I can't change who the Tigers are, how they want to run their team. And I can't change the sport, and I don't like either. I don't like how they choose to do business, and I don't like how the sport is allowing teams to do or not do business. And that relates to what I wanted to bring up to you. And I just wanted your opinion. I read something today. Jeremiah Smith, who's the mercurial freshman receiver for OSU, has been given offers. Now, not three-year basis, not a two-year basis, to just take his talents to somewhere else for 9 months, $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about revenue sharing and how if they didn't get rid of the collectives, it wouldn't change anything. It would make it worse. Well, here's worse. I'm not mad at Jeremiah Smith. He's a wonderful player. I'm not mad at the kid. I'm mad at the people offering the money. Rico, $5 million for one season outranks almost 99% of guys that will be drafted in the NFL draft this year.
Yeah.
I, whether I'm a boomer or yelling at clouds, I have a problem with that. I don't care how good you are in college. You're not a pro. $5 million for a wide receiver?
See, this is the one time where I'm going to say he's actually worth it. Now, when it's some players and you're like, dude, you sucked. You were the third receiver on this team. He's one where, yeah, you put him with the right quarterback, and it's going to end up becoming a championship team. Mike, sports, not just college, professional sports as well, it's boiling down to this. Either you throw everything you can to win a title, or your fan base just says, well, I don't care.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And as much as we say, oh, you know, everybody who says college football around here, you know, I hate the game. Man, if Michigan and Michigan State were involved in the playoffs, guess what? You'd love the game. Why? Because right. It's your team.
But
now,
again,
as far as him for $5 million, he's the one of the few people you're worth what people are willing to pay. And I don't think that it's just like, oh, my God, because we've seen him play. He's a grown man.
I know.
And in a few years, he's going to be making money in the NFL.
But that's fine. My point is I'm happy to have a kid make money. I'm not asking him to make $50.
Yeah.
But $5 million? Come on, man. I mean, I'm just at a point where, like, where are the adults?
And
can we get
it.
Some rules, please?
And here's what I hate hearing. Well, you can't do a salary cap because then they would have to form a union. I'm like, you know what? No, because if I can write you a check, the check could come with stipulations. So plain and simple, have some people say, I'm going to pay you this money, but that means you got to stay here right. And you can't go anywhere. And if you leave, it's a breach of contract and you got to pay me X amount of dollars back in penalty.
I was fine with the revenue sharing if that was the money that was divvied up and there was no NIL. And if you want to pay him $5 million and the other 84 guys on the team have to chop $15 million, well, good luck with your locker room.
Yeah.
But my point is, this is just silly season. Yeah. And I relate it to the baseball thing because I love baseball. I know, oh, old white guy. Yes, I love baseball. But it's hard for me to care because what I see a team like Ohio State doing is what the Dodgers are doing. And the way both sports are allowing teams to do or not do, right? It's no different than big time schools hoarding their cash from TV deals and not spending.
Yeah.
It's the same as baseball owners.
Yeah.
So I wondered if you were accepting of the correlation here because both these sports I love or loved, I can't believe they're being run this way.
Yeah. I mean, Mike, really the only sport that's the NFL hasn't reached that point yet because the NBA reached that point to me where it's just like, all right, I don't care. You're going to form the super team here now in Portland. Oh, we're going to form a super team here now. I'm going to leave.
Well, and look at Joel Embiid. Look at Zion. Look at the Jimmy Butler thing. Intentionally missing a flight to go to a dinner party.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you explain that to I don't want to do the whole explain it to a kid and you got to, oh, they have the jersey.
Now how do you explain it to your teammates?
I was going to say, how do I explain it to an adult? I'm with you. I just, it gets to a point where, you know what? Keep it.
Right. You tell me, oh, hey, look, you know, my kid went into the hospital. Understand. Well, it was a dinner party. I must have been really good egg rolls because you missed the flight.
David, a couple of ticket texts. I just wanted Rico's take on those two things.
Nah, but Mike, real quick, David, you're correct. It's what's making it frustrating for the fans. That's why I don't get mad when people say, hey, I don't like this sport. You don't like the sport because it doesn't look like your team is trying.
Right.
And it takes away from your will of buying in.
Mm-hmm.
If your team was winning, like Buckeye fans love the new
playoff. If you're a Dodger fan, you don't care.
Right.
But I'm trying to take it from the viewpoint of the 99%, not the one. And it's like, gee whiz.
They make it hard, but I think that's just where we are with sports across the board.
Well, I'll just give you a plain example from my household. I've already told you that my oldest son loves the Padres. They were that close to beating the Dodgers in the playoffs. And yet now he's given up because of what the Dodgers have done. He's like, well, then my team isn't even trying anymore. Why? It makes no sense.
And then we sit here in Detroit and you bring up the story.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, if they sign a reliever, they can't have Bregman. And I'm like, it's $35 million.
It's just
these teams are spending $35 billion. It's crazy. Like Michigan State, I'm pumped up if they land a transfer guard. Meanwhile, Ohio State's got a $5 million receiver.
I mean, I guess the beauty of it is it wasn't for State fended off people for Nick Marsh. And it was just like, he was going for...
Just take him.
Not $5 million, but you just want a level playing field.
That's really what it is.
And it is. You just want to walk into the season until you lose your second or third game feeling, we got a chance.
Because that's the problem that I have with the example of Jeremiah Smith, the $5 million. And you're right, Rico, on surface, that, oh yeah, he's great. He deserves that money. But the problem I have is there's going to be some guy that does an NIL collector for another school somewhere that says, oh, I think I have the next Jeremiah Smith. And then they're going to try to go over to get that guy when he's not worth it at all.
Right.
Just have a standard.
See, and that's the problem. I can go on.
I know. I didn't mean to loop
Mike,
into that.
Great topic. First time caller, long time.
I know.
But yes, certain players, I don't mind if they make the money because this kind of was made for people like that to really capitalize.
Yeah.
It's when the Rashadas and all of these people who just jump from team to team, you're on your fifth team, son.
Right,
you're no good.
It's a clown car. And don't even get, and I'm, we're not doing this. Don't even start on college basketball. Just leave it alone.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.